非常感恩今天可以弟兄姐妹们见面。
I'm very thankful to have this opportunity to meet you all, brothers and sisters.
非常高兴看见黄牧师、黄师母开开心心的，大家都好，都是神的恩典。
I'm very happy, and it's all by the grace of God that I see you all, Reverend and Mrs. Wong, and all of you, with smiley faces.
在过去的四年当中呢，靠着神的恩典呢，总算完成了。希腊文到印尼文的翻译。
The last 4 years, with the grace of God,
last ten years,
with the grace of God, I've finished a translation from Greek to Indonesian.
在过去的四年当中呢，包括这一次，一共有4次来普林斯顿神学院做一点研究的工作。
And in the last 10 years, also, I had 4 opportunities, including this time, to come to the Princeton University to do further studies.
其中一个我心里面的负担呢，就是想把新约圣经从希腊文翻译成中文。
And one of my heart's desire is to translate the New Testament from Greek to Chinese.
我今天没有长篇大论的介绍。
So I'm going to. I don't have a.Long explanation.
在我手里面呢，有一篇文章是去年在新加坡写的。
But in my hands is a short article which I've written last year in Singapore.
因为我在新加坡教书教了3年。
I was teaching in Singapore for 3 years.
3年里面飞新加坡几次，我不知道。
And how many times have I flown into and out of Singapore? I lost count.
但是我的护照4年呢。我算一算，飞了120次。
But in my passport, I seem to have counted more than 100 times of.
那个时候，一个孩子在华盛顿，一个孩子在 Arizona， 我在新加坡，我太太在马朗，所以我们一家四口住4个地方。
So at that time, I was in Singapore, and my wife was in Marang, and I have one son in Arizona, one child in Arizona, and the other in Chicago.
为什么我要到新加坡去呢？
But why did I choose Singapore?
我特别用3年的时间去帮助他们，因为我盼望可以把这个翻译本将来在中国的南京印刷。
I felt that I selected Singapore because I wanted to invest 3 years of my time to help.Them translate the New Testament to Chinese in order to be printed in Nanjing.
他们想再请我5年。
They wanted to keep me for 5 years.
我说算了，不要了。
But I declined.
如果再做5年的话，那要飞300次了。
So if I were to extend another 5 years, I'm afraid I'll have to fly 300.
我已经翻译1年中文的翻译本。
Okay, I've spent 1 year translating into Chinese.
我还需要3年。
I still need 3 more years of translation.
所以你祷告中一定要纪念我。
So please do continue to remember me in your prayers.
我这次来呢，是因为我要休息一下，我想完成对雅各书的注释。
The reason for my trip this time is that I wanted to complete the translation of the book of
the commentary on.The Epistle of James.
James, the commentary on James.
那个是第五本。
That will be book 5.
那么中文的是第六本。
In Chinese, that will be the 6th book.
所以真的很需要你的带导。
So I really need your spiritual or prayerful support.
让我下一次来站起来65岁领奖以前，这些工作都可以完成。
So I hope that the next time I come before I stand up as one of the senior 65 and over.I will have accomplished my goal.
求主加恩给我，也求主加恩给大家。
So may God continue to bless, give me the blessings, and also to each and every one of you.
我们今天要念2处的圣经。的圣经，好，我听听。 谢谢你的指教。好，好，我就少讲自己，谢谢你的指教啊。好，我们要念两处的经文。一处呢是在马可福音。马可福音第十五章第二十一节。马可福音第十五章第二十一节。
Mark 15:21.
Yes.
我找到了，我就用华文来念。
Okay, we'll start with Chinese.
马可福音第十五章二十一节，有一个古利奈人西门，就是亚历山大和罗佛的父亲，从乡下来，经过那个地方，他们就勉强他同去，好背着耶稣的十字架。
Okay, Mark 15:21. A certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross.
请大家注意，有一个人的名字。
Pay attention to this particular name.
啊，就是亚历山大和卢佛的父亲的母亲的父亲。
Is the father of Alexander and Rufus.
我们再来看罗马书的最后一章第十六章。
The second passage will be in the book of Romans, chapter 16, the last chapter.
罗马书第十六章。
Romans 16.
我们要来念第十三节。
Verse 13.
第十六章第十三节。
Romans 16, verse 13.
保罗说，因为在主蒙拣选的罗佛和他母亲安，他的母亲就是我的母亲。
Okay, Paul said here, greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who has been a mother to me too.
大家注意，这里说在主蒙拣选的。
Notice that it is said here, chosen in the Lord.
请你注意，保罗说他的母亲就是我的母亲。
And note also that Paul said, who has been a mother to me too.
我们一同低头祷告。
Let us bow together in prayer.
天父，你的仆人真是一个不配的仆人。
Dear Lord, your servant is really not deserving.
但是因为你的恩典，在这多年的生涯当中，你可怜他，你拯救他，你扶持他。
But because of your grace, Lord, that you have sustained him all these years.
求你在今天向他施恩。
Lord, we pray that you manifest your grace today.
让你的心意可以向我们显明。
That your heart's desire will be revealed to us.
好来。主耶稣基督的名求的。
And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们刚才看了一个人名叫卢佛。
So we are now studying the person Rufus.
在罗马书第十六章的和在马可福音第十五章的，是不是同样一个人呢？
Now is the Rufus mentioned in Romans 16 the same person as mentioned in Mark 15?
我们没有100%的肯定。
We are not 100% certain.
但是我们都知道马可这个人啊，跟罗马的教会有一些关系。
But we know that Mark, the person, was related to Romans.
保罗自己那个时候还没有到罗马去。
Paul has not been to Rome at that time.
但是后来当保罗到罗马了以后，
But when Paul finally reached Rome,
他就需要一个人的帮忙。就是那个名叫马可的人。
And he needed the help of this one person named Mark.
马可自己，马太没有，路加没有，约翰没有，但马可自己记载了这个名叫罗佛的人。
Only in the Gospel of Mark is the name Rufus mentioned, and this was not mentioned in the other Gospels of Matthew, John, or Luke.
从这个角度来讲啊，有比较肯定的说，
So from this angle, we can be more certain in saying,
有一些可能性，相当高的可能性，
there is a high,
这两处的人名呢，本来就是同样一个人。
So there is a high probability that this person Rufus is the same person mentioned in Mark as in Romans.
每次我们读到罗马书第十六章的时候，
So whenever we read Romans chapter 16,
你会发现在那个地方提到了很多的人的名字。
So you will notice that in the verses above and below are mentioned many different people.
一共提了多少人的名字呢？
How many names have been mentioned?
在罗马书第十六章提了35个的人名。
There are 35 names mentioned altogether just in the chapter of 16.
在这35个的人名当中呢，有29个是住在罗马的。
So of the 35 names mentioned in the chapter 16 of Romans, 29 of which are Romans.
我想我们应该注意这一点。
So we should notice this thing.
那表示说什么呢？
And what does it mean?
表示说保罗在罗马有很多的朋友，原来保罗也需要很多的朋友。
And it goes to show that Paul had many friends in Rome.
在我们的想象当中，保罗是一个非常能干的人。
So from our perception, we think Paul was a great man.
保罗不但是一个能干的人，受过好教育的人。
Not only was he well educated.
保罗是一个意志非常坚强。给人打得半死，他心里面都不灰心的人。
And he was also a man of great determination, and he was not bitten down by others.
但是像保罗这样又能干、意志又坚强的人，原来他也需要很多的同工。
But even such a person as Paul, who is very able and determined, he too needed many friends.
这其中一个人呢，名叫就是罗佛。
One of these friends.Is Rufus.
他就称赞罗佛说他是一个在主蒙拣选的人。
And he described Rufus as a chosen in the Lord.
这个字呢有两个翻译。
There are two translations.
同一个翻译就是说这个人是很不错的一个人啊，是神在主里面啊得到拣选的那个人。
One translation could mean that this person was especially selected by God.
另外一个可能性呢，就是说罗佛这个人呢，他被拣选，因为他在教会里面担任一些职务，他是一个蒙拣选的人。
Or another alternative translation is to mean that this person was selected or chosen because he was doing some role in the church.
用头一个翻译也好，第二个翻译也好。这个人啊，一定是一个非常能干的人。
Either we take the first or the second translations, both would mean that this was a very able person.
我们再次讲，我们对这个人的生平不大认识。
Yet we do not know much else about this person.
我们虽然对他的生平不大认识，但是我们看见保罗对同工有一个欣赏、有一个鼓励的心，公开说。他是一个在主蒙拣选的人。
Okay. Although we do not know much else about this person, we know that Paul especially mentioned him and was admirable about him.
保罗在他的侍奉生涯当中
，and in Paul's service，
从一个城市走到另外一个城市。
He traveled from one city to another.
如果你看《使徒行传》的话，你就会晓得他遭遇的困难非常的多。
And if we have read the book of Acts, we would have remembered the many trials he had to encounter.
请问您在那样艰苦的环境当中，谁能够帮他的忙呢？
So in those dire situations, who would have been his help?
请问您在那样艰苦的环境当中，谁能够跟他同心呢？
And in those very difficult moments, who would have been of the same heart as Paul?
不单如此，我们等一下要讲，我们甚至没有发现很多有关保罗家人的记载没有。
Later on, we will be able to study the many stories of Paul's family members.
我们在圣经里面没有一个印象说，比方说保罗的妈妈在哪里啊，或者说保罗的兄弟在哪里。
But we have very little material on either Paul's mother or Paul's siblings.
但是我们知道的只有一件事情。
Yet one thing we know.
我们知道这个人呢、啊，到处去呀、啊，他能够得到一些人的帮忙，一些人的支持。
We know that wherever Paul went, he had the help of many friends.
在人际关系当中，我们要想到那个是双方面的。
And in all interpersonal relationships, we know that this is a two-way street.
世界上没有一个事情，我们对人家一直不好，很奇怪的，那个人一直对我们好。
And it is very rare in human relationships that you would be treated nicely if you do not treat others well.
在保罗这个个案里面，我们可以想，保罗摆出来一个很好的态度。
Yet in Paul's example, we have something to learn.
保罗摆出什么态度呢？
What was his manifestation?
在罗马书第十六章，特别第十三节， 我们再一次说，这个人是一个扶持，是一个鼓励，是一个帮助同工的人。
So in Romans chapter 16 verse 13, we know that this person was encouraged and was a helpful friend of Paul.
当保罗晓得支持。
And Paul wanted to support him.
当保罗晓得鼓励别的同工的时候。
And Paul knew how to encourage other servants.
就会发现，原来他在罗马最少有二十九位，最少有二十九位的同工来帮助他，来纪念他，来为他祷告。
And of the names listed, we know there are at least 29 friends who helped him and prayed for him.
世界上没有一个人完全，只有长处，但是没有短处，没有。
And in this world, there is no one we can find that only has strengths and no weaknesses.
我相信保罗所称赞的罗弗这个人也一定有短处。
I am sure the person whom Paul admired, Rufus, also had it own, has his own weaknesses.
我相信像保罗那样精明的人也一定晓得罗弗的短处。
And even Paul, such a popular person, also knew the weaknesses of Rufus.
但是有一件事情我们要从保罗学习的，他就是虽然看见罗弗的短处，他也能够寻常他的长处。
But one thing was evident, and that Paul, although he knew of the weaknesses of Rufus, he pointed to his strengths.
他晓得去扶持，他晓得去帮助一个比他更年轻之前的一个同工。
Paul knew how to encourage and support someone who was younger than him in faith.
罗马书第十六章很特别的有提到罗弗的母亲。
And in chapter 16 of Romans, it was mentioned especially the mother of Rufus.
保罗特别在这里甚至说他的母亲就是我的母亲。
And conveniently, he also said, this mother was also my mother.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，一个做母亲的爱自己的孩子，那是非常自然的。
Of course, every mother would love her own child.
我常常开玩笑说，妈妈这个字啊，是左边一个你，右边一个马，女人做妈妈，做马，这个就是妈妈了。
In the Chinese character, the word mother is written with the female character on the left, and the horse character on the right. So the mother is a horse.
你想啊，做母亲的人，有哪一个不做为儿女做牛马的呢？
So think about it, the mother will do anything and work like a horse for her children.
如果罗弗的妈妈晓得爱她的儿子，我想这个很自然的。
So if Rufus's mother loved Rufus, that was natural.
但是不自然的，比较不同的。
But what was special?
乃是原来罗弗这个，这个的妈妈这个妇人啊，也晓得去爱保罗这个人。
Was that the woman who was Rufus's mother also loved Paul?
圣经里面没有记载，也没有告诉我们在什么地方罗弗的妈妈来帮助过保罗。
Nowhere else in the Bible was mentioned that Rufus's mother helped Paul.
但是我们肯定的是，这一位老姊妹一定帮助过保罗。
But we are sure that this elderly woman must have helped Paul.
她的帮助，我相信不是像普普通通人讲一两句勉励的话吧。
And it must have been much more than a common few words of encouragement.
在保罗的生涯当中，他曾经记载过他病过。
And in Paul's many stories, once he was ill.
我们在《使徒行传》里面也知道过他被人家打。
And in the book of Acts, we know that Paul was beaten.
在这样的环境当中，你想想，有一位老姊妹来帮助、来安慰、来保罗，这样的深刻，以至于他会说，罗弗的母亲就是我的母亲。
And you can imagine that when Paul was beaten and suffering, that there was this elderly woman who helped him with the love of a mother.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，像大家一样，我也有母亲。
Like everyone else here, I too have my mother.
当我的母亲离开世界的时候，我心里面的难过和孤单，不单甚至因为她老人家先被主恩召。
And when my mother died and she left me, I was full of sadness.
但是更重要的，在我人生的生涯里面，我又少了一位忠心的为我祷告的人。
And more importantly, I also felt that I've lost one faithful prayer supporter.
我不敢夸奖说我已经侍奉主几十年，不敢。
I am not going to brag about my own years of servicing the Lord.
但是我可以很清楚地告诉弟兄姊妹们，在这三十多年的生涯当中，侍奉当中，我有没有孤单呢？有。
But I can say that in my 30 years of service, I too have my own burdens and moments of loneliness.
在这三十多年的生涯当中，我有没有挫折的感觉？
And I too have my feelings of regret.
在我三十多年的生涯当侍奉当中，有没有觉得难过、痛苦的时候呢？
And whether or not in these 30 years I have suffered sadness and anguish.
我今天可以很清楚地告诉他说，有。有许多的事情，有时候真的很难向人讲。
And I will say and admit today that for sure I too have my moments of loneliness and sadness.
但是我也可以清楚告诉弟兄姊妹。
But at the same time, I am very clear in saying.
每次当我难过、当我孤单的时候，我当然可以向上帝求。
And when I am sad and when I am lonely, I turn to God.
当我觉得孤单、感到难过。世界上我也可以向我的妈妈讲，因为我可以把我的失败、把我的难过告诉她。
And while in this world, I too can always turn to my mother in moments of loneliness and sadness.
我相信罗佛的母亲不是单单煮几盘菜给他吃，不是。
Rufus's mother not only served him food.
我相信罗佛的母亲不单单是开放他的房子。招待保罗过一夜两夜这个问题。
And I'm sure Rufus's mother not only opened her house and welcomed Paul to live in her house.
我想保罗可以在这里很清楚地讲，罗佛的母亲就是我的母亲，她实在经历了这个老姊妹对她的爱、对她的关心、对她的帮助。
And I'm sure that when Paul said about Rufus's mother here, he meant that this woman, this elderly woman, truly cared for her as a mother, cared for him as a mother.
这个事情从另外一个角度来讲。
Now, if we are to take this from a slightly different angle,
那就是表示说，我们今天做爸爸的人，我们做妈妈的人，不单单应该只关心我们自己的孩子。
We should think about as parents or mothers and fathers today, we should not only care for our own children. A few days before we came to this country, I had a former student who wasn't doing very well in his, he was not doing well in his service of the Lord.
他侍奉不大成功，很对不起。一个很重要的原因，因为他妈妈不好。
And one reason for his lack of success was because the mother was not doing so well.
前些日子，他要在医院里面动医院了，动手术了。
A few days ago, he was supposed to be operated in the hospital.
他的姐姐没有管他。
And the sister did not mind him.
他的妈妈没有睬他。
And the mother ignored him.
那个时候，很难过，很孤单的时候。
And he this.Former student of mine was truly lonely and sad.
我们很感谢上帝给我们这样一点点的机会，也可以去关心一个要动大手术的姊妹。
But I thank God that He has also given me this opportunity to care for someone who was about to have a major surgery.
这个姊妹，这个传道人的妈妈，我认识。
Now, I knew the mother of this former student of mine.
我认识，因为她是我教会以前的会员。我认识。
Because the mother was part, was a member of our church.
我认识这个姊妹可以赌博到一个地步，赌到连孩子都不必上课。
And this mother reached a point where she was not even supporting the children to school.
每次想起这个姊妹，我心里面非常的难过。
And I was always sad to hear about her.
她没有做一个好母亲，她也绝对不会成为像罗佛的母亲那样的母亲。
Because this mother was not a good mother and was nowhere compared to the mother of Rufus.
我们今天讲敬老的时候。
So today we remember the seniors.
我今天也要鼓励。我们这些做爸爸，我们这些做妈妈的人。
So I would like to take this time to encourage the mothers and fathers among us.
我们也要鼓励那些做祖父、做祖母的人。
And those who are grandmas and grandpas.
我们正是要做一个好的爸爸，做好的妈妈， 但是也要做像罗佛的妈妈那样的妈妈。
Okay, not only are we to strive to be good mothers or good fathers, but to be like Rufus's.
让我们的心胸大一点。
So we could broaden our hearts.
让我们的智慧多一点。
And make our wisdom spread.
让我们的爱多一点。
And our love expand.
当我们心胸大一点，当我们的爱大一点的时候，我们就会像罗佛的妈妈以爱那个为主劳苦的保罗。
So when we expand our love and embrace others, we could be like Rufus's mother.
保罗说，罗佛的母亲就是我的母亲。
So Paul said, Rufus's mother was my mother too.
我故意的仔细的算一算。
So I wanted to count this very carefully.
我发现第一节是一个姐妹。
Verse 1 was a sister.
我发现第三节有一个姐妹。
Verse 3, another sister's name.
我发现第六节也有一个姐妹。
And verse 6, another sister's name.
我发现第十三节也有一个姐妹哦。
And 13, another sister's name.
哇，今天做姐妹的人扬眉吐气了。
And those who are women among here felt very proud.
我说扬眉吐气，因为这是2000年以前哦。
Because this was 2000 years ago.
2000年以前的犹太人根本财产都不大你女儿。
You will remember that in the Jewish society 2000 years ago, women were hardly mentioned.
2000年以前，妇女们有什么地位？
There was practically no social position for women.
我读罗马书第十六章啊，我是在为姊妹们高兴。你看，姊妹们啊，你们太用处，你们这个贡献太大。
So when I read Romans chapter 16, I felt proud and good for the sisters.
第一节有，第三节有，第六节有，现在十三节又有了。
Verses 1, 3, 6, and now 6, 13.
我的太太在印尼的时候，她在教会里负责一个年老团契。
When my wife, we were in Indonesia, she started a women's, elderly women's fellowship.
神怜悯她，神用她。
So God greatly used her.
所以她的老年团契人数越来越多，越来越多。现在固定了一个礼拜是170个人聚会。
Now the seniors fellowship grew and grew, and now there are about 170 members every week.
如果是老年团契团庆的时候，会到200人。
Now, when it is the time for the seniors fellowship, there would be almost 200 members.
教会里面就有人讲话了。
And some people would have spoken up in church.
教会里面教会有人告诉我太太说，哎呀，陈师母啊，你招兵卖马，招了这么多老人来，不会拖累教会吗？
Somebody mentioned to my wife, Mrs. Sutanto, you have invited so many seniors. Would this not be a burden to our church?
我要请问弟兄姊妹们，老年人比较有钱，还是壮年人比较有钱？
So I'm going to ask this question to take a poll. Do you think these seniors are more wealthy or the younger people more wealthy?
当然是壮年人比较有钱。
You might say that the younger people will have more money.
我要请问你，壮年人啊，唱歌比较好听，还是老年人唱歌比较好听？
Or let me ask differently. Do you think the younger members will sing better or the senior members?
当然是壮年人啊，唱歌比较好听。
You will say younger people sing better.
哎呀，老年人来做礼拜啊，真是连轮椅都要推进来了。
Because many of the seniors will probably come in wheelchairs.
老年人做礼拜啊，不能久的哦，久一点才睡觉。
And some seniors cannot sit for long because they will doze off to sleep.
所以我的太太要想尽办法让这些我们的祖母祖父级的老弟兄老姐妹不要睡觉。
So my wife had to come up with many ingenious ways to keep them awake.
你如果问我罗佛的妈妈有几岁，再次讲。不知道。
You might ask me, what about Rufus's mother? How old do you think she was? I wouldn't know.
但是如果保罗信主是30岁、40岁的话，
Let's assume Paul became a Christian when he was 30 or 40.
当他20年以后写罗马书的话，
So maybe 20 years later, he wrote the epistle to the Romans.
大概是50岁、60岁。
So by then, he must have been in his 50s or 60s.
如果保罗自己50岁、60岁，那非常可能罗佛的妈妈就是70岁80岁了哦。
So if Paul himself was in his 50s or even 60s, then the mother of Rufus must be in the 70s or 80s.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你千万不要把美国 跟巴勒斯坦第一世纪比不要啊。
So we cannot compare the American society with the society of the Palestinians.
啊，我们有年老的雷根啊，还会去做总统啊，对不对
？You would remember President Reagan was a senior when he became president.
但是70岁、80岁营养不好哦。
But nutrition may not be very good for the 70s and 80s.
70岁、80岁找什么医生啊？
What doctors would they see?
我们可以想象啊，这位年老的老姊妹啊，身体应该是相当不好。
So we could imagine that this Rufus's mother, this elderly woman, must have been not in so good health.
我可以告诉弟兄姊妹们，在过去的十年，我来美国四次啊，是每一次越来越不放心。
So for me, in the past 10 years, I've been to this United States 4 times, and every time I became more worried.
不放心什么
？About what？
啊，不放心我年老的老岳母。
I am getting worried and worried about my elderly mother.
三年以前我们来美国，哎呀，感谢主，她老人家还会来。
She came with us the last time we came to the United States.
接一次啊，不能够了。
This time she could not.
她站不稳了。
She could not stand steadily.
我的老岳母是很坚强的人。
But she is a very strong woman.
上一个月，我的太太告诉说，妈妈不行了，你要带拐杖了。
And my wife told me last month that she has to start carrying a cane.
这个坚强的老人说，好，应该了，要用拐杖。
And for this stubborn old lady, she finally accepted.
哎呀，我们心里面一直念着她。
So we always worry about her in our hearts.
请问你，当一个人年老钱没有的时候，人家尊敬你，站在哪里
？So if a person will be to become old, where would anyone else respect you?
当一个人已经老了，请问你，人家怕你怕在哪里
？So if a person grows old, will other people fear this old person?
当我翻译圣经，翻译到孝敬父母。
So when I turned to the Bible and read about honoring our parents,
我就发现希腊文、英文翻译那个很好，其实没有孝那个字，没有。
And in the English and Greek to English translation, I noticed that there is no respect or honor in
孝这个字啊，只有中国人有的。
And there is no equivalent term to the Chinese term 孝。
我们很难找一个字来跟中文的孝比。没有
，because there is no precise translation for this Chinese term 孝。
英文跟我们这个希腊这个希腊文很近，就是一个敬，孝就是一个敬，尊敬父母。
Now, English and Greek terms are very close, and they use the word respect or honor.
我想起一个很不愉快的故事。
I remembered a very sad story.
这个故事呢，是我爸爸的朋友。
And this is about my father's friend.
他在社会里面很有地位。
He was a very popular or a person with power.
他在我们住的那个地方呢，是商会的会长。
And he was the chairman of the Chamber of Commerce.
当他老了，退休了。
And when he retired, when he was old,
后来中风了。
He suffered a stroke.
他的孩子要向他要钱了。
And the children wanted their portion of the wealth.
怎么样要钱法呢
？So what would they do?
他用虐待父亲，我不要讲了，将来我难过。用虐待父亲的办法来向他父亲要钱。
And they used very mean ways to extract money from the father.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们从保罗学一个功课。
But dear brothers and sisters, one lesson we can learn from Paul.
保罗尊敬罗弗的母亲，不是他的母亲，但是他尊敬他。
But Paul respected the mother of Rufus.
他尊敬这个老姐妹，不是因为他有钱了，不是。
And he respected this old, elderly woman not because of her wealth.
他尊敬这位老姐妹，因为他记得她是罗弗的母亲，她的母亲就是我的母亲。
He respected the mother of Rufus because she treated him as if she was his own mother.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，求主帮助我。
So dear brothers and sisters, may God help us.
在人生的道路当中，我们学习一个有时候我们很难学习的功课。
And as we travel to this life, many times we encounter very difficult lessons.
当我们看见我们自己的老人家，看见别人的老人家， 讲话重重复复，重重复复的时候，记得，记得，我们要尊敬他。
And when our own parents, they grow old and they become repetitive, let us remember.
当我们在人生的道路里面
，that in our lives，
当看见一个老人家讲了又忘记了，忘记了又讲了，讲了又忘记了，我们还是要学习尊敬他。
And an older person who tends to repeat and say the same things over and over again. So let us remember. And when we become burdens to others,
就好像我太太的那个牧羊的老人团契，人家说，哎，师母啊，会不会拖累教会的时候？
Just like my wife's seniors fellowship, when others say, are they not becoming a burden to our church?
那我们就向保罗学习吧。
Let us learn from Paul.
我们可以很坦然的、很镇定的、很尊敬的说，他的母亲就是我的母亲。
We can respond with confidence and grace that that mother is my mother as well.
用爱的心讲。
Let us speak with love.
用尊敬的心讲。
And let us speak with respect.
他的母亲就是我的母亲。
That his mother is my mother.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，因为你把许多可爱的老人家赐给我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us so many lovely seniors.
他爱我们。
That they love us.
他帮助我们。
They helped us.
他为我们祷告。
And they prayed for us.
我们为着这些可爱可敬的老人家献上感谢。
Lord, we thank you and commit to you all these.Beautiful and lovely seniors.
求你帮助我们，当我们有一天也踏入老年的时候。
Help us, Lord, that one day when we ourselves become old,
教导我们成为像罗佛母亲那样的母亲。
Help us to learn from the mother of Rufus.
让别人可以得到帮助。
That others will find help in us.
帮助我们像罗佛的母亲，也去帮助保罗那样的人。
Help us to learn from Rufus's mother that we too can help people like Paul.
求你饶恕我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
求你赦免我们。
Forgive us.
求你拯救我们。
And save us.
求你听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
靠来主耶稣基督的名。
And in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。